Halacha hey, Daf Tesaim Ralph, the Mishnah. Have a pretty easy Gemara tonight. Could finish again in 10 minutes. Hamocher kil. Didn't we finish 10 minutes last night? Hamocher kil chayilam v'selch sadeu. Some of you sells individual tree trunks in his field. Now, no, what? Yeah, he sells them to, you know, he both sells them. No sin pay al kol echvav. He gives pay on each of the buyers give pay on each and every trunk. You know, whoever buys the trunk, he but gives the pay from the tree. I'm ready. Rabbi said, "Amos, I want this trip as much lo shir about sote." If the other field didn't leave anything in his possession, however, avolim shir sadeu. If the owner left in his possession, he left some of the field in his possession, then who knows, the owner must give pay on everything. Where are you looking? You're in the wrong masechta. You're in pay in brachas. That'll do it.
This is
Gemara. Ad kedun kshis chilik tzor. This sounds like it's true when the owner has already started harvesting. So since the owner's already started harvesting, the chiva pay devolves upon him. So then, if he, as long as he left himself some of the tree trunks, he's the one who has to take off the payoff. What about afiluk shaloi schilik tzor? What about when the owner has not yet begun harvesting? Does the chiyuv on the trees still, for paying the trees, still devolve upon him, or does it devolve upon each of the individual people who bought the tree trunks? Nishmina min ado. Let us extrapolate this issue. Let us infer it from the following statement about shearings. Lokach gez tzonah shel chaver zaloch. Of course, reishis hagez, the first shearings have to be given to the kohen, right? So, look, I guess, so much, if I take your, shall I buy your shearings? Im shira mocher, if the mocher was left some of the shearings, you, the seller, left some shearings in your possession, ha mocher chayef, you have to give the shearings to the kohen. Vim lav, if I bought all the shearings, if not, rather, I bought all the shearings, I'll okay a chayef. I, the buyer, I'm chayef. Now, Rabbi Yirmi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, now the gears has been messed up. The Rosh Tirulea was a good gear, so correct me if I, as we go along, okay? Rabbi Yirmi Abishem Rabbi Yochanan. Here says name Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yehudahi. This is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda said we'll see in a minute, but in the meantime, what we see from there, it seems, is that there's no distinction made whether you began shearing or didn't begin shearing. So whether you began or not, who's got to give the first shearings to the Kohen? As long as the Mocher left some in his possession, as long as the seller left some of the shearings in his possession, he's the one who has to give the first shearings to the Kohen. Okay? So we extrapolate from there to here and say here too. Same thing. As long as the seller left some grain in his possession, whether he began harvesting or not, he gives the payoff to the poor people. Says more, Rabbi Yirmi Shem Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yehudai. Says more, wait a minute. Shani Yitamon, Ben Shiyisra Ligzos, is there any difference there between whether he began whether he began to shear sheep, whether he didn't begin to shear sheep? Because if that's the case, lo shani olay ben shikka. Also here, lo shani olay ben shikka liktzor ben shlo yiska liktzor. Here too, there's no difference between whether they began to harvest or didn't begin to harvest. Okay, that's clear. That there's no difference there, and there should be no difference here. The problem is what the Gemara achieved by bringing that Rabbi Yirmi name of Rabbi Huda before. Well, it seems like a dangling statement. So I don't know, it might be a little bit out of order. So now the Gemara gets back to Rabbi Huda. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Huda, what's the logic of Rabbi Huda who seems to be making the inference that here, you even if you didn't begin harvesting yet, you still, the mocher is the one who's chayv in payah, to give payah from his field. And he made the inference of racist, I guess. What's his logic? Is his logic, because mishum dechovas hakotir bakoma, is a lom deshul hakira we're about to learn. It's going to be an abstract issue. Is it because the requirement to give payout remains always in the standing grain? Because that's the nature of payout. You give it from the last grain in your field. Or is it mishum demochelo chutz michavaso? Is it because when you sell the field, you sell whatever portion you sell, excluding, I should say, the part which is to be set aside for payout? In other words, implicit in any contract of sale of any part of the field is that who retains the payout? The owner retains the chiyuv to give payout. So what again, the two tzadim are, the two possibilities are that it's because of the chovas hakotzi barkoma, means the natural phenomenon, that it's the last bit of grain which is left to the honey. It's possible that it's a contractual thing, not an automatic phenomenon, but a contractual thing implicit in any contract is that the seller is the one who retains the chiyuv of payah. So now the Gemara goes...
like a Heftza and Gavra issue?
Well, it's kind of like Heftza and Gavra. I guess you could say that if you really wanted to... if you wanted to bang these round pegs into square holes, then you could say that one is the din the Heftza, or it's Chovas HaKotzi Bekoma implies the din in the Heftza, right? In the karka itself, how you harvest, etc. Whereas the other one, which seems to be a retention based on contractual obligations, in the Gavra, yeah, it could be done that way. Okay, I see a real brisker doctor now. Okay, so says the Gemara, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Mishun chovas hakotzi b'kama, mishun mochel chutzi chavaso. I just went back a line and read it over again. Mishmini mein ado. So let's learn out of that self same case really of lokach gets tzon chavero. Lokach gets tzon chavero mshira moichar mochel chayev. We said that if the mocher leaps over the mocher is chayav, then the mocher is chayav. Vim lo glav lo keach chayav, and if not lo keach is chayav. Now, what are we trying to prove from there? Before we do it, let's read the next line. Om Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yehuda Yi. Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rabbi Yochan, that is Rabbi Yehuda Svara. Oh, so wait a second. What's going on there? By Rashi's, I guess. The Pnei Moshe explains, or rather, not the Pnei Moshe, the Ritbaz explains. Ritbaz explains, if you take a look here, If you see where the Mishnah begins in the Gemara, so three lines below that in the Ritbaz, he says Nishmina min Hado. You'll have to listen. Nishmina min Hado. You see Nishmina min Hado in the Ritbaz. That's the commentary on the outer part of the page. Nishmina Hado. Three lines below where the Mishnah begins. The first word in the line is Nishmina min Hado. Three lines below there. Okay. Nishmina min Hado. Let's start from here. Lagar gets son of Chuli Isol the Meimer Tamon Shachovas Hakotzi Berchoma the Meila I really have to read the rest of the Gemara. All right, so let's go back to the Gemara. It's not going to help unless I read the rest of the Gemara. So it says the Gemara Isloch the Meimer Tamon. Maybe if we read the rest of the Gemara, we do dispense with the Ritbaz. Isol the third line from the bottom of the Gemara. Isloch the Meimer Tamon Shachovas Hakotzi Berchoma. There you can't say Chovas HaKotzi B'Koma. Yeah, I'll do it without the Ritbaz. There you can't say Chovas HaKotzi B'Koma. Why not? Interesting thing which Ritbaz explains. Ritbaz says, listen, Reishis HaGes, how does it work? Payah means you have to leave stuff standing. By Reishis HaGes, the Chiv is the opposite. What's the Chiv? To give, right. To shear and to give. So by if you're going to extrapolate like Rabbi Yehuda did from Reishis HaGez to Peah, you cannot say that the underlying svara why the mocher has to give the Peah is because Chovas HaKotzi or Bakoma, because the Peah still has to be standing at the end, because by Reishis HaGez Adirapa, by Reishis HaGez we dafka want you to shear and give. The mitzvahs are completely different if that would be the point of case by payah. Again, you see, so a very interesting abstract concept. It's beautiful. By payah, It's true that the chobas hakotir might be bakoma because you're supposed to leave the koma. You're supposed to leave the stalk standing. That's how you get fail. But Reishis HaGezdi is the antithesis of that. Reishis HaGezdi is the antithesis in that there the mitzvah is dafka to shear and to give. So how can you draw an analogy between the two? Only if you say that which the moicher has to give is a contractual obligation. Because then I can say, okay, it doesn't have to do with the nature of the mitzvah, which is completely different, but rather with the contract between the buyer and seller. So here we see from this we prove that it must be that the underlying svore of our Mishnah, if Rabbi Yehuda says they're both the same, is that the underlying svore is that not chobas hakotche bakoma, that the chiyuv is retained by the last bit which is standing, because then there would be no inference to be made by Reishis HaGezdi. Rather, it must be the svore is that whenever a buyer buys things from a seller and their mitzvah is attached to the lot from which he's buying the stuff, so that mitzvah remains in the hands of the seller. Okay? So that's what Gemara says. Isol the Meimer Tamon, again, three lines to the bottom. Isol the Meimer Tamon, Chobas Kotzer, but Koma? You say the Chobas Kotzer is in the Koma? Lo, can't be. It must be. Mishum de Mochru, lo, Chutzi Chavaso. It must be that it must be because he sold it to him besides the chiyuv. In other words, he retained the chiyuv payah to himself. Because it must be also here. That he sold him besides the chiyuv.
All we've decided, though, is that the svar of Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining Rabbi Yehuda, the time, is that this latter point. But that doesn't mean that the time of Rabbi Yehuda necessarily, because
Well, Rabbi Yochanan said that both Rabbi Yehuda, so if Rabbi Yochanan says that both Rabbi Yehuda, then they must be. You're right. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan who's making the comparison, not Rabbi Yehuda. All right, but that's not germane to. You're right. That's a point.
But it's the point. All I'm saying is, it's true that Rabbi Yochanan must hold it's a contract, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's how we can. I mean, the whole connection between the two is so logical. Because just what you said.
Yes. But if Rabbi Yochanan draws parallels, right? Yeah. Yes. So but we're going to base ourselves, in other words, for us, that's a primary source. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda is a time, Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora, but the Gemara is treating Rabbi Yochanan as a primary source here. So as far as we are proceeding and learning, it makes no essential difference. Okay? So says the Gemara, Ma nafik b'ne'on, what's the nafkimina? Nafik b'ne'on is the Yerushalmi lingo for Nafkimina. What's Nafkimina? Whether we use the svore of Chovas Hapea Bakoma, that the Chovas retained in the last stalk standing, or use the svore of the Mocha contractually retains the mitzvah. The two cases the Gemara is going to give. Halokechu Mafrish. Let's say the buyer set aside Peah. He himself set aside Peah. In Tamar, if you're going to say, turning the page, in Tamar Shum Shu Chovas HaKotir Bakoma, if you're going to say that it's because Chovas in other words, that the chiyuv is retained by that which is standing. Hifrish. All right, big deal. So whatever he set aside, he's allowed to set aside payah. He has kama too. Let him set aside some kama's payah. Nishkefelach. What do we care? Whatever he sets aside, he'll set aside. However, mishum demochel chutz bichavaso. But if you're going to say that when it's sold him without the chiyuv. In other words, the mocha retains a contractual obligation to set aside the payah. He frish, if in that case, the lokeach sets aside payah, and the mocha therefore does not have to set aside payah, then the mocha has to make restitution to the lokeach. Again, if you're going to say it's because of chovas hakotir bakoma, so whoever wants to take payah, let him take payah. As long as there's koma left in the field, you can take payah from it. Lokeach will take payah, the mocha will take payah. The mocha says, it's not my business you took payah. You want to take payah, it's your business. I didn't tell you to take payah. But if you're going to say the lokeach, even if the mocha decides not to leave payah because he relies on the lokeach, if that's mutter, I'm not sure if I'm talking off the top of my head. But theoretically, let's say it's the case. The then the lokeach's back can cover the mocher's field. So then the mocher doesn't have to make restitution to lokeach. He had no contractual obligation to make restitution for the payah. But if in the second case, the latter case, lokeach sits inside its payah, where he doesn't have to, so then certainly the mocher has to reimburse him. If that's true, whether the mocher is deriving benefit from it because he doesn't set aside payah, and even if he's not, because the lokeach comes later on and says, oh, I didn't know this, but now that I know that the payah, it comes from you, not from me, so I want to have restitution for this. Okay, that's part of your contractual obligation. That's one chiluk. So it says more, Nisra, another nafkimin is Nisra of chelko shemoche. Lokeach bought half the field. Now the mocher's half gets burnt down.
Right?
It burns down. Lokeach's part is still extant. The buyer's part is still extant. If you're going to say that the chovas hakotir is bakoma, then nisraf. Then the payah, that which would the payah should have been taken off of, which is the standing stuff of the mocher. I apologize. Made a mistake in the case. Lokeach took already harvested when this burned down. He harvested his entire half, but or now he still has the sheaves. He still has the shorn sheaves, and we know if there's no payah taken from the field, you take from the sheaves, right, from that which is already harvested. So now, if you're going to say the chovas hapeah is bakoma, right, so that means that the koma, which was burnt down, held to pay the chiyupeah. So you go to Anim's one payah, we say, I'm sorry, too bad. That where the payah would have been was burnt down. What lokeach harvested already, there was no chiyuv on that. Because he was lying on the mocha, and the mocha has nothing to give. So there's no payah here. Nisraf. So, but if you're going to say that the aloch is really that the whole field is chayv and payah, and that lokeach just doesn't have to give it because it's implicit in the agreement that the mocher is going to set it aside, well, here, okay. Because the mocher has nothing to set aside, but the field is still chayv and payah. So therefore, in this case, nisraf, and when it's burnt down, then the lokeach is going to have to give payah from his sheaves. He takes money from the mocher. Do you see that, nafkimina? It's a little bit more complicated. Let me go through it again. Again, this story about a case where the mocher sold half his field. Lokeach harvests that entire half. Now, the mocher's field burns down. The other half burns down. Here you're going to say that the reason why lokeach is exempt is because the chiyuv payah remains by the mocher. In his koma, there's no more koma to get. No koma. It's not his fault. It's not anybody's fault. Tanim lose out. Tafan tanim. If you're going to say, however, that really the chiyuv payah doesn't specifically devolve upon the koma standing in the mocher's possession, but rather really still is incumbent on the entire field. It's just that there's an implicit understanding in the contract that the mocher will be the one to take it off. So then, if in the case, in the event that the mocher cannot take it off because all of his stuff burned down, so then it has to come from lokeach sheaves in this case. Nonetheless, the mocher is chayev. Okay, so what does the mocher do? The mocher pays lokeach for having taken off the payah. Okay? So this is the nafkimina between the two cases. These are two nafkiminas between whether the underlying logic is that chiyuv payah bekoma, that chiyuv payah is specifically only on that which is standing and still in the mocher's rishus, or whether the chiyuv payah is in the entire field. It's just that the mocher has accepted by himself the contractual obligation of being the one to give it. Okay?
Does the Gemara draw any conclusion again with the rishus of gifts, or did that somehow?
Rishus of gifts, at the beginning of the Gemara did draw a conclusion, but I didn't draw attention to it. Gemara's conclusion was that it's regardless of whether you began harvesting or not, and regardless of whether you began shearing or not, whenever the mocher leaves stuff by him, he has a contractual obligation to give the payah or the reishis hageaz from that which he left in his possession. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. By the way, the same thing we true then by reishis hageaz. If the reishis hageaz and the mocher burns, so then loker is going to have to do the reishis hageaz, and the mocher will reimburse loker for giving the reishis hageaz. Okay? The same svar applies there.
Even if your mom, is so compelling. I mean, you can always argue that from the first sight that the series started, whatever's left, no matter what state it becomes later on, whether it becomes harvested or not harvested, it's considered coma. So therefore, it's not necessarily that it's the instead that the chiv just is transformed from
to what?
But
the kotzer
state.
By the point of, you don't like the Ushami's psak.
What I'm saying is that the distinction is necessarily
between
logics.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that's not compelling.
You don't like, again, that we say that if chovas are kotzer bakoma, then mashe nisraf. Why don't you like that?
Because the chiyuv of payah begins at the first second that the katsira starts.
Yeah.
Once you start the katsira, already there's
one shibboleth, right?
It's comma. It's already comma. So therefore, the fact that everything got...
Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying, but the thing is, when we say chovas hakotzer b'koma, it means the last bit of comma. Not everything which is left in the field after the first stalk has been cut.
But doesn't the
chiyuv
payah begin
the chiyuv payah begins. The chiyuv payah begins, but the chiddush of, if you would say this for a chovas kotzer b'koma, that would imply a chiddush, which you're not going to like. But the chiddush which would imply would be that which it is limited to is the last bit of koma. In other words, it's not an all the koma other than the first stalk, as you're presenting the case,
right.
But it would have to be the last bit of koma left standing in the mocher's possession, which was, of course, burned down. So that, there would be a big chiddush, but that's what you have to say in order to understand that perspective properly. Okay. Before everybody falls asleep, let's go further. Halacha Vav. Reb Eliezer Omer. Reb Eliezer says, now, this Mishnah is going to contradict what we've assumed till now. Tomorrow will come around to us, to it, don't worry. Actually, next Mishnah will come around to it. This Mishnah says, Reb Eliezer Omer, Karka Beis Rova, the amount of ground which can grow Beis Rova, is Chayav Epeah, which is approximately 100 square amos, a little bit more than that. So that's it. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, both a base of Saim, has to be able to make to do a base of Saim, which is somewhat more, I believe. Rabbi Tavon Meir, Shishol Shishol Tvachim, even ground which is 6x6 Tvachim is Chayav Epeah. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Omer, Kedei Lishno, Liktsar V'Lishnos. Enough, you have to have enough grain that you can do two scythefuls, right? I don't know what the difference between a scythe and a sickle is. They both do the same thing, right? Yeah, a scythe is... a sickle is communist, right? That's what's on the communist flag. Scythe is a straight one, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right, too. So, he carries a scythe. Yeah, the elixir of lishos means to get two sicklefuls of grain. But that's not true. We're going to see in the next mission that we pass like. We don't pass like Rabbi Shira. You don't say it. My time, Lezer. What's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer said, who says it's a base rova? Nermar kan sotcha. It says here sotcha. V'nermar mikilayim sotcha. It says sotcha by mikilayim as well. Mas chodosh nermar la'alo. And just like a sotcha, which is mentioned by kilayim, is base rova. You're not. It says there that if you have a field of one type of grain, and you have within it a field of something else, which is a rova, a rova or less, then that rova or less has to be taken away. Rova or more has to be taken away. So we see the shear of climb is rova, right? But the Rabbi, my time, the Yeshua, what's the Rabbi Yeshua says, based on sign. Nehmar kan sorcha, it says here sorcha. Nehmar la'al, and it says later on, by leket. V'shachacht omer b'sada, when you forget an omer in the field. And there it's going to tell us, we're going to have it later in the Masechta, a limut that mas sod shnem alal on so sign there it's a sod of two sods I've can so sign my time there retired from shisha shisha what's that there retired says 6 on 6 mea guga that's the size of a vegetable patch that's how people plant and a vegetable patch is like a small field for any member say America they leak so the leaks are of lishlos v'loch kidvarav is like him. Makitzira, there are cultures. How does he learn it? He learns it from a svara. It says kitzircha, right? So kitzircha, there are cultures. The way people harvest. Or afilu koshu. In that case, maybe a koshu. No. Mimad yichsiv asher lo milei kapo. Says he who did not fill his fistful. Kotzer. Full of the harvest. V'chitzno. And they... And his quiver, ma'amer from the sheaves, chadamra kitzir k'derek tzotzim. This we infer it has to be a normal kitzir, not a koshu. And I guess because we have these two things here, his kaf and his chotzen. So I guess in that we learn that it's two sickle fulls, one sickle which is in his hand, and the other sickle which is already in his backpack or whatever. Okay. Now the way we've learned till now is like the next Mishnah. We're on top of you, Zion and Manal. Yaakov, you with us?
Yeah.
In body or in spirits? All right.
Here, by the way, it's one
more Mishnah. Here, it's on the Mishnah. Okay. All right, but which makes sense because it's Machlokas. Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Kaka Koshu Chavisim Peil. Any size plot, even the size of a small nut, whatever, it's already Chavisim Peil. And besides that, bikurim, you bring bikurim from a small plot. Halichtov la prusbu, you have to have a little bit of land in order to write a prusbu. So this is sufficient. And there's a locha of kinyan agav. That when I buy land, I can buy with the land, agav karka it's called. Together with the land, I can buy all sorts of movable property. Okay, through the vehicle of kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Normally, I can't use kesef, shtar, and chazaka on movable property. What's the only kinyan I can use on that? Two kinyanim, actually. Meshicha, pulling, and... Hagbah, picking up. But when I do it, agav karka, so all the kinyonim which work on karka work on that property as well, which is how they sell chomets to a goy. They do kinyan agav. They sell them all the metachlin, agav karka of all the agav karka, agav a piece of land. Right, it's like piggyback, right. Hakosim nechosav, shchimera. Well, this is halacha from Babasa. This is known to us in the Bavli. A question: the chosav shchimera. If somebody writes his property as a dying individual, shia kaka koshu. If he leaves any bit of land for himself, matnoso kayomis. His gift is fixed. And even if he recovers, he cannot renege on the gift. Because if he left himself land, and if he had enough awareness to leave himself land means he had enough awareness to give a kinyan which he meant to give even if he survived. Koshu, if he didn't leave himself even the slightest bit of land, the gift is not a valid gift. Now, meaning, if he survives, he gets the property back. It's interesting, halacha. Somebody divides all his property among his children. And he allots to his wife a small piece of land of the ksuvasa. She loses her ksuva. Because we say, oh, you accepted that in lieu of your ksuva. Stupid woman, but she did it. Okay? Rabbi Yossi ran kibla
aleh. What did she accept?
A piece of land. Even the smallest amount of corn.
And she made a kinyan with
yes.
Agba.
Yes. No, not we can't make agba on land. She accepted a star. Right. She made a kinyan. As a result, she loses her ksuva. Rabbi Yossi, if she accepted Ava Bishlo Kosovo, even though it's not explicitly written into a document of the ksuva, she loses her ksuva as a result. Okay, Rabbi Ami Bishem, says more, Rabbi Ami Imi. Says here, B'shem Rashim Ben Lokish. Boy, ask the question. Hagatzmicha. Imagine yourself. Literally means reach yourself, but it means imagine. In the Yiddish, they have a term for the English. There's no good term for the Yiddish. The term is term shteltzach for. Right? Imagine what's going on here. What? No, but yeah, but there's nobody's shoes here. It's like, you know, stretch your mind. Korek, if you had one stalk of grain, standing there, it has one kernel in it.
That's true.
Actual cuts are ain't kan chivapeah before he starts harvesting. There's no chivapeah, right? Because he didn't harvest yet. Mishakotzar, once he harvests, they got shear, there's nothing left. So what's he getting payah from? It's not one kernel of grain, it has many kernels. But there's one stalk. So how's he going to get payah on that stalk? Before he harvests, there's no chiv. Once he's harvested, he's already harvested already. How is Rabbi Akiva learning? There's nothing left to give payah. It's a great kasha, right? Says, well, no, it's not such a great kasha. Rabbi Chanina, B'shem, Rabbi Pilcha said, Tifater, resolve it. There was one stalk there, in which there were five of those little, whatever they're called. The stuff which holds the kernels. Slitty slickers, you don't know, neither do I. But they're Chameshi Balim. They're five, let's call them kernels for our sake. So five kernels, so you give one kernel as payah. Well, you have this one stalk with five kernels. You take four kernels for yourself, and you give one kernel as payah. Right? Rabbi Monabai asked, now here it's a contraction. Rosham has a lot of contractions. There should have been apostrophes here. Yes. What?
Why not two?
They might normally grow in fives, for all we know. I'm choshesh that.
The point being that
anything more than one, yeah. I suspect that they grow in fives normally. So it says more, Raymond asks the question, V'leis onan omar kama koshu chayavis bepeo. Didn't, it says, least not leis non here, right? But leis non is a contraction. It means, didn't we,
So I can understand.
Vales anan amar kama koshu chavis bepeah.
Okay, so that's true.
It means shouldn't we have said lace anan amar? Shouldn't we have said kama koshu chavis bepeah? Any standing grain is chayim peah. Why did it say karka? Karka is a strange lashon used by peah. By peah, it's not a din the karka, it's a din in the grain, right? So why does it say kama? This is more, I'll tell you why. Ela begin to Tana, because the Tana mentioned speaking also about bikurim, where bikurim, of course, have to do with karka, so therefore, tiny karka, that's why it says karka. Okay, karka really, taka doesn't relate to peah. By peah, we should use the word kama, but since we're talking also about bikurim, so that's why we use the word karka. Okay, Tani, we learned in a brisa, v'arayon, it says in order to be chayiv to go up to Aliyah L'Regel, this is the Gemara beginning of Chagiga on the Bavli, in order to be chayiv to go up to Aliyah L'Regel, you have to have some land. Only landowners are chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. You don't have to go up to Aliyah L'Regel if you don't own any land. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, B'Shem lo karka patim yirayon, the rayon. Somebody has no land, he's exempt from rayon. Rabbi Mona Boy, Ramon asked, Velama la, here it's also contraction. It says lananon, which means lama lo anan amar. Why didn't any of us say lo? Didn't anan we amar say mishein lo karka patamin avidui? So he doesn't have karka, is exempt from vidui maestros, from coming at the end of every third year, bringing his maestro to the base on mikdash, the maestro from the last 3 years, and reading that parsha, the beginning of parsha's kisava, right? Biarti hakodesh mina bayis. So says the Gemara, as it says, the siv mina doma shenasatolano. It says you have to say mina doma shenasatolano. If you don't own land, you can't say that. Rabbi Yossi Barabun Moshe Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Barabun, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Shmuel Sokain. He said there is taka such a sugya. Rabbi Yochanan said it over. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Over the same thing. Mishein lo karka, somebody who has no land, potter min avidui. It's exempt from avidui. The chsiv, it says, min adom, asher nasatu lanu, from the land which you gave to us, and he can't say it. Rabbi Yossi Mishein, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi also said, Mishein lo karka, potter min ariyah. He's part, somebody who has no land is exempt from ariyah. Why? Shenema says, liachmad isha saitzcho. It says, nobody will covet your land when you go up shalosh pamim bashana, 3 times a year to aliyah l'regel. So we see here, you have to have aritzcho. Now, once we're on the topic of Ria, let's learn some Agarata about this. Maisa. A little bit of Agarata. Maisa Bechad. We're on the set. If you look at the opposite, the end of the first Toysvis. The end of the first Rivaz. So 2 lines above that. the same line above that. Maisa be'echad shenichas is kerio. So an individual, the time the Beis Hamikdash existed, who left his barn. Uparan, he came back from Aliyah Lerevi, he went up to Beit Yerushalayim. He came back, Umotza Araya Soviet, so he found them protected by lions. Because it says, Lo Yachmadisha Sarzcho, they won't want your land. Umaisa, Maisa Be'echad, it was a Maisa, so an individual, Shaniach Be'bai Shiltani Goylim, he left his chicken coop. Uvar, he came back from Yontif in Yerushalayim, Umotza Chasuli Mikuroy in front of him, he found that the cats who assaulted the chicken coop were ripped up in front of the chicken coop. So a nace occurred, that instead of the cats ripping the chickens ripped the cats. Okay? Chad Barnash, certain individual, Shavik Pesei Pasiach, he went to Bishlaim and he left his house unlocked. Forgot to lock it. Vasa, he came back, Vashka Chachina, he found a snake. Kricha wrapped al karsai on the handle, so no goyim could get in and steal from him.
But this
in the Bavli also. I don't know if it's in the Bavli. It sounds familiar, probably because you've read it places, like in the Jewish press or something like that. But I don't know what's allowed to learn to read the Jewish press, but maybe something. Okay, right. Vinchas nishtai. Vinchas told over how they knew the following story. Train Achin Avu Bashkelon, the two brothers who lived in Ashkelon. Avu and Megurin Nochrein, they had Goyishan neighbors. Armin, the Goyishan neighbor, said, Kidain Ilin Yudoin, Sagan Yishlaim, when these Jews go up to Yishlaim, Anna Nazbin Komad Yisloan will take everything they got. Mean the Sagan, once they went, Zimelem Akash Borchum Malachim. Hashem brought to their Malachim, who lived in their place, and Nichnasiv Yoytzin, they went in and out, Bid Musa, and they looked like the householders who had gone to Yerushalayim. Min de Nachtun, well, just before they came back to Yerushalayim, Shochul Nun, come on, they sent the message in front of them to their Goyish neighbors saying we're coming back. Amrulon, so they said, the Goyim said to the Jews when they got back to Yerushalayim, On Avison, where were you? Amrulon, so they said to them, Yerushalayim, we're in Yerushalayim. Amrulon, so the Goyim said, Man Shvaktun, Shavkusun, who did you leave in your house? Who did you leave? Begor Beitz in your house. Amrulon, they said, V'lo Barnosh, we didn't leave any people there. So the Goyim said, Brich Elohon, blessed the Yehudoi, blessed is the God of the Jews, the Lo Shavkun, who didn't forsake them, Lo Shavkun, who didn't allow us to go in, Lo Shavik Lona did not forsake the Jews. Okay? New issue. We are actually getting back to the Mishnah. Minayin, how do we know there's a concept Kinyan Agav? Now the rest of this Gemara, till the Bani Yuches Malaf, is all stuff which appears in the Bavli, and mostly above Basra. Minayin lechazim shein lemachrayis, shein lechazim shein lemachrayis. How do we know that property which has no guarantee, in other words, movable property, objects, can be acquired, Agav, piggybacked on the lechazim shein lemachrayis, on property which has guarantees, meaning real estate, because of shtar v'chazaka, with the kinyonim of the land, which are money, documents, and taking hold of. Rabbi Yitzchak, you with me?
No. Chizkiyah, my favorite king.
This wasn't him. It's not more Chizkiyah.
I'm putting on a good show.
Rabbi Yitzchak.
Even when I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Chizkiyah. And Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chanina, Teresa, they both said to Tayyab, both said B'shem Chizkiyah. See, it's a pasuk. It says Divrei Yomi. Vayitam Avi, and the father gave them Matonos Rabois, many gifts, Lakasev, silver, Lazov, and gold, Migdonos, and precious stuff. Im, together with Olim Betzuros Yehuda, together with the fortified cities in Yehuda. So we see that he can give the stuff, the movable stuff, together with the real estate. That's talking about where the land and the movable objects are the same place. But here the cities contain the Kesef and Zav. What about B'makom echad, they're in the same place. What about hayu karkos b'makom echad, metal b'makom echad? What if the I want to be makdet to you, this tape recorder here on the table, together with that land in the corner, does that work? Or does the tape recorder have to be on that land in order for it to work? Okay? So it says, Akdu and Yankel usually vote about this. What do you say, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Could vote. Akdu and Kshu Karkosi Metalti Mokom Echad. Hayu Karkosi Mokom Echad. What if the land was in one place? Metalti Mokom Echad. Amrei Bun Barichia. Rei Bun Barichia said, Nishmini Minato. Let's start from the final case. Amrei Rei Belezer. Belezer said, so Brian brought down Bo Basra. Maisa Medoini Echad Shir Bishlaim. Is a Maisa with a certain person from Madon, who was in Yerushalayim. He had a lot of movable objects. So Bishu Bikash Lakalkon, Elite number 20, wanted to distribute them to give them his gifts. But it was too much. He couldn't give it physically. So he wanted to do it with some halachic, vehicle, right? So Amalo, they said to him, Ainat Yochil Alim Knias Karka. He can't do it unless he do it a piggybacked on land. Maso way do halach vikona selach esel echo beside Yerushalayim. He went and he bought a certain stone on the side of Yerushalayim, the outside of Yerushalayim, says, Chetz Yetzvayin, it's the north side of the stone, Ani Noisin Laploni, I give, so-and-so, Imeach Kavil Shriyayim, with 100 barrels of wine, which were not on the stone, which were in some storehouse somewhere. The Chetz Yetzvayin, it's in the southern half, Ani Noisin Laploni, I give to so-and-so, in Kuf Kavil Shriyayim, with 100 barrels of oil, which again were not on the stone. Sustained what he did. So we see that the movable objects don't have to be in the property itself. Rabbi Chanina said for the Ramona, no proof. No, you don't turn the page. Rabbi Chanina, we're in the fourth line from the bottom. You're really not with me tonight. There's because he was dying. Dying people don't have to fulfill all the parameters of kinyanim. That's a special halacha by shchimera, right? And I'll give you proof. All over, a person cannot do such things unless he at least writes a document. He was even orally, verbally. And therefore, we can extrapolate. Or maybe it's not extrapolating, maybe he's stating his perspective. A person can't do this type of thing unless both the land and the Metaltim somewhere else.
And it's okay.
And that's why it's okay only because it's Shechimera. It's only because it's a dying person. Amar le. So he said, neither does it work. Amar lo. Said no. Rabbi Lezeri. Shania, it's different. Because he Shechimera, the Rabbi Lezer could borrow the Rabbanon. I'm not sure, maybe I'm punctuated wrong.
He, there's a comma after he, Shania he.
Oh, Amalei, lo, Rabbi Lezer, he. Shania he, and therefore it's different. Shchimer, Rabbi Lezer, could borrow the Rabbanon. In other words, he can't explain away this case as Shchimera, because Rabbi Lezer doesn't know the katz of Shchimera. He holds that Shchimera is like a bori. So therefore, it worked here, must be it works all over. That's what he says. Kininaga must work all over, and therefore here it must be, if it worked here, that you didn't need the metalin on the karka, you never need the metalin on the karka. Okay, Tamot Ninon, we learned over there, we're on top of Yudchesim and Af now. Tamot Ninon, we learned over there, Akiva says, karka koshu chayav chayav bepeo. Any type of land is chayav bepeo. Now that's fine. We're not asking kasha this is Yerushalmi. We're quoting a Mishnah. We're asking a kasha from the Mishnah. So we're saying, the Mishnah says that karka kosher works for Bikini Nagav. The more it means to ask, wait a second, how can karka kosher work for Bikini Nagav? If you require it, it's going to be in the middle, that the metathlin around the karka. What are you going to fit on a karka kosher? What are you selling with the karka kosher? You don't like the kasha, right?
What's the question now?
The kasha is like this. Marabots wants me to arrive from the Mishnah that the metalklin don't have to be in the land.
That's right.
Because it says karka kosher were makes the kinyan agav, even a pea-sized piece of land. If a pea-sized piece of land makes the kinyan agav, what are you doing? What are you putting? What are you selling agav karka? What can fit there? So that's more not a kasha. Or Rab Master, Master said, Tipata, Shiosha Mokom, Shibolas. You can ask, it was a place which could hold a stalk of grain. Umagolis Punabo. And you put a pearl into the Shibolas. So there, Kinyan Agav will work, even a pea size, on something which is very valuable. So there's no right from the Mishnah. The mice, we paskin, since we use Kinyan Agav by Mechiras Chometz, obviously we paskin that it doesn't have to be Besocha, the Metalti can be one place, and the Karka another place.
Besocha, you wouldn't
have to come on to Kinyan Agav. No, what do you mean? Because Kinyan Chotzer? Kinyan Chotzer is only the Rabban, and Kinyan Agav is the Raisa. That's A.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's A. Besides a kinyagav can happen by sachas. Besides a kinyagav works even if it's not a chotzer or mishtamer. Chotzer has to be chotzer or mishtamer. If it's not chotzer or mishtamer, it doesn't work. Kinyagav works even if it's not mishtamer. Yeah. Chotzer has to have a fence around it or something which protects it. Otherwise, anytime anything, that's very logical. Otherwise, anytime something rolled into your front yard, it would be yours. That's an untenable position in halacha. We wouldn't be able to survive that way.
But walking from the Beis HaKvaros,
okay.
Right?
Say some more further. Ezu Shchimira. What's Shchimira? Anytime the sickness did not jump on him, it came gradually. That's a gene. A shchimira on a mesukah. A shchimira is gradual. A mesukah is somebody who all of a sudden became sick very, very quickly. Right? He's even better off in halacha. He's so better off health wise. But in halacha, there are certain kulos which are stated by mesukah, which are not stated by shchimira, which particularly have to do with how to write a gift. But by shchimira, has to say, Kitzvu nu get leishti by mesukah. All he has to do is say is kitzvu get leishti, and without the tznu, without saying give. But in any event, that shchimira is a gradual illness leading to death. Derech Eretz, what's Derech Eretz? How do you mean Mekayim the mitzvah of Derech Eretz with this guy out of left field? We're talking about the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. Hakoyvim, people are close to the Shchimira, Nichnasi Tzomi had to come to visit him immediately. For Arachokim, the people who are more distant, Nichnasi Mlacha, Etzlo Lacha Gimel Yom, and they come after 3 days that he's ill. Im Kofetz Lava Choli, if he became sick all of a sudden, Elevei Nichnasi Tzomi had, you gotta get him while he's still there, right? So they both come in immediately. Right away when he gets into Sakon. Okay? Dilma, which in the Yerushalmi means a Maisa. Dilma, the Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, and Rabbi Chizkia, Salkalim Vakar Rabbi Yossi. They went to visit Rabbi Yossi. Besar Klosi Yoimin. They went to visit Rabbi Yossi after for 3 days. But they didn't go right away. It's in the first 3 days. They went after the first 3 days. Says the Gemara. On my loan, he said, Ki boisun mekaima masni. B. Sorry, it should be B boisun mekaima masni. So by me, you want to fulfill the price. In other words, you're not my good buddies. You waited 3 days. It's not nice. Should have come right away. Okay? Shia kaka koshu. What happens if he left, if he left the karka koshu? We mentioned the Mishnah that if he left any land over for himself, Matnasu Kayem is the gift is sustained afilu ivri, even if he got better. Lo Shirka Kosher, if he didn't leave any land, a Matnasu Kayem is the gift is not sustained Fushivri when he gets better. In other words, if he dies, so the gift is a valid gift. If he gets better, if he didn't leave any land for himself, what? Deals off. If you didn't leave any land, the deal's off. Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rab said, also Divrei Shchimera, this is all basic halacha, they made the words of a Shchimera, even though it's only verbal, Kibari Shekosav Nasan, like a healthy person who wrote and gave over a document.
Only if he dies.
It's only if he dies from that sickness. But if he got better, all deals are canceled.
I did better when I walked out. I'm not putting down a great show today.
In Hebrew, Umi Messiah, V'Omar, now, when he specifies, when he says, Tnusada l'ploini l'ploini, give a field to so-and-so. That's, he has to say who he's giving what to. That's the minimum. Amar, what if he said, Tnuchati sada ploini l'ploini, give half and such and such field to so-and-so. V'chati sada ploini l'ploini, half and such and such field to so-and-so. K'misha siyem, is that sufficient? It's not considered to be specified. Achiyomer chetzi b'tzav and chetzi v'dorim. Does he have to specify directions? Which half? Or it's by a bari for shteitzach. It's obvious he has to say which half he's talking about. What about by shchimer? Do we let him go? And having said a half, even though he didn't say which half, Rabbi Avinu Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't answer. New question. Rabbi Avinu Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Avinu says name Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shem etalchli loss of lo klum. If he left over real instead of real estate, he left over movable objects, that's nothing. That's not considered to be left over, and therefore if he gets better, he gets back what he gave. The deal's off. Says, come see. Is that logical? Shia karka koshu islay mechaim. You're saying that, what must be the logic that he left himself some land, even if he gets better, the deal's still on? Must he, because he left himself some parnosa. Meaning he left himself some land. It must be made a cheshbon. Maybe I'll survive. I need some land on which to survive after I recover. Says Mar, wait a minute. That's true. If he leaves over precious jewels and precious stones, he doesn't have to want to make parnosa. So if he left over metal, it also should be considered to be a shear. And even if he gets better, he shouldn't be able to renege on the deal. It's good kasha. Tomorrow doesn't give it to Eretz. We don't pass him that way. We pass him that only if he leaves real estate is the deal still sustained if he survives. If he leaves movable objects as much as they are, if he survives, the deal is off. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yossi, new thing. Rabbi Yossi said, Yodeh wa isha zeh. A person knows. Shishimira feel mizakeh feel varner. Shishimira can give a gift even verbally. What happens if he writes things down? Despite the fact that he can give it verbally. Lays the Torah Kosba and Kinin, why does he write it down with the Kinin? K'delasos matnas bari. If a Kinin Shchimira writes stuff down in a document, then it becomes a matnas bari. And even if he survives, still, the gift is on. Okay, that's another halacha. New halacha. The Yushami, this is Derek, you know, gives the cattle halachas. Boom, 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 boom. Shira avadim. What if he leaves over slaves? You know, slaves are very often likened to Mitzvah. What if he leaves over slaves? Says more fascinating. Think of some days. Only you, shall we? Tani Rabbi Yudam Barpazi, Dovar, Rabbi Yudam Barpazi said something about this. Delia about this matter. Filoyadim Matani, but we don't know what he said and we don't remember, and that's the end of the Sugya.